family, welcome to another episode of Fresh Feral Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace the Feral.
It's the God, Don the Ascended.
And your boy, Rod the God, back you with another banger for the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And today we're continuing our acclaimed chakra series, you feel me? And today we're on the fifth element in that chakra series, or that fifth segment, which is none other than the throat chakra, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
And so we're going to jump right into it because, you know, it's what we do.
Okay. So who wants to butcher this pronunciation?
I'll say what?
I say, who wants to butcher this pronunciation one time for
me? Hold on, hold on. Let's give them a brief overview of this chakra first. You feel me?
Okay.
As we know, since it's the fifth episode, this is the fifth energy center of the seven, right? The throat chakra. And its function is driven by its principle of expression and communication. Hence it being the throat chakra, right? Got to clear your throat, homie. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so it's also known as the Vishuddha.
Vishuddha? That's what I call it. Vishuddha?
I think it's
the best.
Vishuddha.
Vishuddha.
Shooter?
There's no H in it. There's no H by the S, so I'm assuming Vishuddha is what I tried to say.
What, yours don't got an H by the S?
Mine got two H's.
I was about to say, it's not by the S.
On my screen.
It's V-I-S-U. And then the H at the
end. V-I-S-H-U-D-D-H-A. The H's are silent. That's probably why.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was Vishuddha.
Well, dang. Like, well,
because you got to think, it's Sanskrit in origin, which, or Indian in origin. And you know, when you're pronouncing these words, like Kumbhakarna, when you're talking about deities, you don't hear no H in
it. Oh, yeah, you're right. Them H's do be silent. Dang. Well, there you have it.
Why got an H in it?
I don't know, bro. Language is so weird.
What the word Vishuddha means is especially pure, or just pure in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're talking about the throat chakra, we want to talk about it's related to the element of sound itself, right? Because mm-hmm. the throat is propagated, you know, into the air. It's about vibration. When you speak, your cords are contracting and releasing pressure to provoke express sound. You feel me? It's the instrument of communication. When you speak, you can feel it through your whole being. You know what I mean?
That's how we make sound as humans. Like, our vocal cords is found in the throat, which is the only way you can make sound.
And this chakra is so important because, well, before we even get into why it's so important, just to express its power, you ever heard of the thing called tube and throat singing? Y'all ever heard of that before?
Well, yes.
It's like it's an ancient tradition, of course, and I forget the people that do it. Of course, they're like, you know, very monk-like in their philosophy. And it's where they can produce overtones of more than one pitch at the same time.
Oh, no. Yeah, I heard of that, bro. Well, like, they be singing, but it be two tones at the same time. Like, one is higher than the other one.
And it'd be like, very low. Like, you know, I can't even try anything.
That boy going crying, train. I can't replicate
it. Right. It's like a human tuba. You feel me? And basically, what tube and throat singing is, the singer, they would imitate the sounds made by the rivers and also the mountains and the animals, right? And it would help them stay connected and resonate to their environment. So it's very similar to that of 432 hertz, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And they would do this just to simply connect. And that's just one element of the power of the throat singing. Well, not just something of the throat chakra, because you're expressing yourself in a frequency.
Bro, I think the throat chakra is probably one of the most powerful when you're talking about, you know, existing on this plane, because the throat chakra, people don't realize that when it comes to manifesting things and desires you may want in your life, you ever realize how you got to speak your desires? You feel me? Like, you can't just think it. Like, you speak it, you know what I'm saying? Make it concrete. Like, put it out. Put that energy out into the universe. You feel me? And that's right. That throat chakra energy. Putting that energy, that manifestation energy, putting that out into the universe. You can only do that using the throat chakra, communicating to the universe. It's so powerful, but it's so overlooked.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it has a lot. Its imbalances are probably, it's probably easiest to get this one imbalanced in a sense, or over, you know what I'm saying, or over-tuned so easily. and we overlook it, and this affects our manifestations. And to get deeper into that, though, let's look at, like, let's just focus that we used to do the color. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Color, it's a light blue, right? And we know that blue represents truth, peace, tranquility, essentially that ultimate harmony. And funny enough, it's the same shade as Dr. Manhattan. See how that correlates, or how they throw these small subliminals at you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Remember, the whole aspect of that character is that he's essentially God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He don't never hold his tongue. You know what I'm saying? He was the truth in all aspects at every point. He was really tranquility in that sense. Right?
What
about to say? I was just saying his communication with his peers wasn't always the best though.
But then he had that blue tranquil. Like you could never get a rise out of him. Even when he was arguing with his so-called wife, he was like, yeah, we're arguing now. I'll just leave. Like he just was not fazed by anything, no matter what they did to him, even when he knew he was about to die.
Right. And your throat chakra is associated with, like, you know, such characteristics as expression, communication, realizing your purpose, timing, so many things. Just, it's really just, okay, what's funny about the throat chakra is that they use everything regarding the throat chakra and try to explain it as psychology. You know what I'm saying? With how people interact with each other in our words and communication. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like, well, you have communication issues and you need to work on your communication, or you just need to really just get in tune with who you are, and everything else will come with it as a result. Right? So it's simply all about expression of oneself. You know what I'm saying? Your purpose, your truth, your creativity, all that jazz. This chakra, you know, has a connection with the sacral as well, sacral, which, if you remember from our past episodes, this correlates to expressing, projecting the creativity into the world. And so that correlates right with what you said, Don, about how with the manifestation, you have to speak it in order to happen. So you're using all your lower chakras when you're using your throat chakra as well. So when you're manifesting, everything else has to be in tune, because you're in tune with yourself. And that feeling you have about yourself and what you want is now being expressed vocally into the universe. And if you say that kind of, to say things to yourself or to the universe without doubt, it will happen, as long as you put the energy force behind it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like to look at, you know, the imbalances, or how you can tell that you have an imbalanced throat chakra. And you've already said one of them, which was difficulty expressing yourself, right? So, you know, if you've ever realize that, you know, you ever been talking to somebody and let's say you have a significant other and y'all get into it or whatever, and it's like, you know what you want to say and how you feel, but you can't say it. You know,
just put into words,
right? Like you can't find no words to put it together to accurately communicate what it is that you're trying to convey effectively. You feel me? And so, you know, if you're dealing with those problems for, you know, an extended period of time, because everyone, you know, can't find the words for what they're thinking of every now and then. But if you can never find the words for what you're thinking of, then you may have an imbalanced throat chakra. You know, other things that could show an imbalance is, you know, being timid or shy, dishonesty, insensitivity, insecurity, social anxiety. So it's like things you will find in a highly neurotic individual, you know what I'm saying? Which is like linking it to a little bit of psychology, a little bit of science, that emotional stability, you feel me?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, just saying it's one of those ways or many of the ways to recognize an imbalance in your throat chakra.
And
before I forget, that was the underactive throat chakra. Because right. When it's overactive, you get, like, you know, the gossiper, the bickering, the constant negative talking person, the one that can't listen to anybody.
Exactly.
Right. People that can't use the right words, their words are always too aggressive.
But, like, real impulsive, you know what I'm saying? Like, people just no filter, you feel me?
Or like, you know, you try to explain something to someone, and before you get the word out, they already disagreeing with you. You're like, bro, I ain't even done yet. And you immediately disagreeing because your overactive throat chakra won't allow you to listen. You feel me? It becomes a deterrent towards yourself. And it's funny that we have the underactive and the overactive version of the chakra, as we do with all of them. But the difference is way more evident, right? And so this chakra's role is to connect you to your spirit, right? So opening and getting in tune with this will align your physical realm with your spiritual realm. And this means this chakra is associated with your ethereal body, right? Which will help you be able to access these planes on the each level. You feel me? This also goes into why breathing is so important. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like the breath come down, you know what I'm saying, to your lungs.
Yeah, that's the direct route right there.
And all this represents the energy of the throat chakra. You feel me? Think about it like this. Because we know how we affect our chakras is both on the physical level and the spiritual level. And just look at an extreme case on the physical level. Think about people who smoke to where they get a hole in their throat. Their throat chakra will never work.
Oh, you mean like them on them cigarette commercials where it'd be like, that's so disgusting to me, man.
They be having a little device and they'd be like, I shouldn't have smoked when I was 17, nasty. But that should be crazy.
And yeah, man.
Look at it like that. Their throat chakra won't even be able to be active no more unless they are fully in the spirit realm. You know what I'm saying? They can't operate on the physical plane no more with that chakra specifically. Therefore, that junk is determined to turn them from achieving godhood to an extent, right? And as you said, with the imbalances, it's just, it has to, it's funny enough how a lot of these chakras have to do with the feeling, you know what I'm saying? How you feel about yourself. As we said, a lot of these chakras, getting in tune is truly just loving yourself and knowing that you love yourself to the fullest extent you can. Because this chakra is seemingly like the filter between your mind and your mouth. So when one of these are imbalanced, they essentially aren't working or working together, or one's doing more than the other. Like someone that you said, neurotic, he's in his mind more and he can't speak anything, where the other person all talk and don't think nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Finding that balance.
Right. And so what you think about, well, I guess we can talk about ways to help this out, healing, right? As we know, yoga is always the best thing you could do when it comes to healing your chakras, because there's yoga positions that help correlate with every chakra, right? That helps release tension in these areas and so on and so on. But I really like the affirmations that you use when you're thinking of the throat chakra. Things like, I speak, I listen, I am, right? And if any affirmation has proved their worth more than any of them, is this one, because now your affirmations are toward the thing that's even giving you power to speak.
Bro, it's like killing two birds with one stone, really.
Honestly.
And every time, I mean, anytime you working on aligning a chakra, you know, you're maximizing the chances to create a well-balanced, you know, life in yourself. So healing the throat chakra isn't as difficult as it might seem. And the improvements you will see will directly impact you in your life more visibly, because it deals with your communication sector, right? Therefore, that feeling to feel free and empowered and understand your, you know, your true self comes with the balanced throat chakra, because everything else comes with it. If you being able to speak how you feel with not being too shy or too over emotional shows control of your sacral, root, heart, and solar plexus chakra. Again, as we said, these are our ladder. As you see how the further you go up, everything else comes with it. Everything else already has to be in tune for it.
It has a prerequisite before you get to that level.
Right. You don't just jump into Calc 3. You might want to start with one, homie. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to bring a more controlled or balanced. It's a meditation that deals more so with like mindfulness, right? I often tell people, when you want to meditate, you can focus on the chatter if need be. But with the throat chakra, you want to really, you know, quiet your mind more so. And be mindful of your breathing. You feel me? As you always should be. But the attention should be focused specifically on breathing, because you're dealing with a chakra. You're literally feeling that flow and focusing on it directly in that throat area. You feel me? You want to inhale, like while you inhale deeply, you want to feel the pressure of the air go through you and through your lungs and exhale. And you want to be able to release all that stuff blocking your mind. Therefore, so you can be able to express it.
Right. You know what? That's something that would be cool. You know how most people, when they think of meditation, they think of people doing the humming and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For this chakra, it's not like the it's like, you know, there's different sounds, like frequencies you can make with your throat. And I feel mm-hmm. like with this chakra in particular, if you're going to be meditating, you might as well do that. If you know what I'm saying? If that's what you're trying to focus on, if you're trying to focus on your throat, then use it. You feel me?
I mean, it is this is you harnessing the power of sound with this chakra. So you tone it and singing out. Even like when you singing a song or rapping a song can bring about balance to your throat chakra.
Mm.
Right? And it's no different. You can heal just by writing stuff. Okay, it's like when people can't express what they want to say to that person, so they write it down or they text it. It's like you text it, but before you even send it, you read it aloud. You feel me? That brings more comfort in saying it, right? Because getting that energy expressed can bring more balance to this chakra. Writing may sound, now the writing part may sound counterintuitive, but the throat chakra is about, and writing is a form of expressing yourself. So therefore, you're getting your energy across one way or another, right?
Mm.
And you're becoming authentically you. You know what I'm saying? You're becoming more, you're coming, you know, your authentic self. And it just means being more in control of how you feel. This is who I am, and this is how I feel in this moment. But thinking it is one thing. Being able to express that in the exact way that you mean it and thought it is what this chakra, what attuned chakra this looks like. Like, this is your truest form of this expression.
If people don't realize, that's actually a skill in itself, being able to effectively communicate your emotions, because think about it like this: if you go into your, you know, everyday life or whatever, and you go around, you ask people, "How are you doing?" Most people, they be like, "Good, okay, fine, whatever, whatever." But if you ask them, "How do you truly feel?" You know what I'm saying? Most people can't say how they truly feel in a moment beyond those basic emotions, I guess I'm happy, or I guess I'm down, or whatever. You feel me? But being able to precisely define and describe what it is that you're feeling, that's a completely different skill in itself.
And being willing and able to express that as well.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, identifying that within yourself and, like you said, willingly conveying that to someone else. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times people keep that type of stuff bottled up.
Yeah, it's a trust factor to it too, because you can't just blurt this out to anybody. Like, you have to have a real relationship with somebody at first before getting that deep into your emotions.
You don't want to just blur out to strangers that you're going through or whatever. They might not care. But we're in reference to people that you hold close to you. And when they're trying to get information out, you're trying to suppress it because you don't want, you know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, I don't want to burden them with that. And it's those mindsets about yourself that's not only imbalancing your throat chakra, but then you losing everything else is getting out of tune, because you're becoming stuck in your head. And then someone who gets stuck in his head, quite often, I'm telling you, don't get stuck in your head.
Mm.
Right?
Getting stuck in your head, you know, letting your thoughts run rampant, that's not really conducive to any type of growth, unless you're like actively analyzing those thoughts, because your thoughts can deceive you a lot of the time. A lot of times your thoughts have no purpose in benefiting you. You feel me? So it's like something to come across your head and you're not even thinking about that. But now that you ruminating on the past, now you done got your whole everything messed up, because you're thinking about some stuff that didn't happen way back when. You feel me? When you could be focusing on solutions. You could be focusing on bettering yourself, improving yourself. And so with this throat chakra, getting that in balance, getting that in tune, really starting to love yourself, you know what I'm saying? And showing that, and not only your actions, but your words as well. And that's so powerful.
For sure.
Indeed. And
what did you say? Well, and this is so important because, like, it makes you respect your own words of yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you say has more value to you. And the bond you have with your words and everything is the bond you have with yourself.
Bro, you know what's actually crazy, though? People, you ever ask somebody if they talk to themselves?
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, like, somebody will say, yeah, I talk to myself, or no, I don't talk to myself. But I think talking to yourself is, like, really helpful, bro.
I mean, like, the best conversations you have are with yourself. Anyone who says that is a liar. Like,
bro, facts. Like, your conversations with yourself, those be unmatched, bro.
And, but of course, the catch with that is, that also reflects the state of mind that you might be in, too. Because this is how people often find themselves, like you said, a neurotic person will have, they will be too much in their mind. They talk to themselves too much and don't express that, and it convolutes itself. You feel me? It disorients itself with all the thoughts. It's like the, what, you know, like someone who's always anxious. They're always in their head about what could happen versus this happened. Well, you know what I'm saying? Something good could have happened. Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, my thing with that is, when it comes to communicating with yourself and your thoughts, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we got to do a better job of not necessarily, like, embodying our thoughts or embodying our emotions, or, you know, acting our emotions out. You feel me? What I mean by that is, let's say you get upset or whatever, and you say, oh, I am mad. It's like, well, you're not really mad. You're just experiencing anger right now. You feel me? Which is two completely different things. So if you can identify the anger without being mad, then you can work on resolving the anger. And so this is what I mean. Like, if you're having a conversation with yourself and, you know, something bad comes up, you can literally just ask yourself, like, you know, why am I thinking this? It's like, okay, there's a reason why I'm thinking this. Or why am I anxious right now? You know what I'm saying? Why am I depressed? You can literally, you know, ask yourself questions. And you have the answers. You just don't know you had the answers because you ain't been asked the question yet. You feel me?
And it's funny because, like I said, you can see these imbalances on the physical state too. So, for example, the physical imbalances of the throat chakra will be people who are experiencing coughing, stress, hyperactivity, you know what I'm saying? Cold symptoms, like, you know, sore throat, you know what I'm saying? All that phlegm, you know what I'm saying? Fatigue, stuff like that. Just as you get tired, like, you know how you get tired from talking, everything get all dry, you know what I'm saying? It's literally like catching a cold for yourself when you're out of tune. And of course, the overactive versions of this self, I mean, your body shows you when your chakras are being overtuned or undertuned, or, you know, overactive or underactive. Like, again, like I just said, when you're talking too much, your throat get dry, you feel me? It's like, hey, man, you're doing too much. You can go ahead and stop. You're talking too much. You're not listening. People who lie a lot, gossiping. People who be loud just to be dominant and say, I've just been a loud person. No, you're not. You just, like, people, that's the most dumbest excuse. You're loud because you choose to be, not because no one made you loud. You know what I'm saying? Where the underactive version of you was just, you know, unable to initiate things in the conversation, or, like you said, shy, timid. The difficulty to express it. You feel underrated about your own feelings.
That social anxiety.
Right. And so what I tell to people that's trying to balance this chakra, essentially, overall, is stop comparing yourself to others. Ain't nobody perfect, man. If you're perfect, make yourself perfect if you're going to manifest it like that. But stop comparing yourself to people, man. That's lame as it is. Have the people squares out here. You feel me? I would tell people to express themselves more. The fear of expressing themselves is killing people, because you can never really be you.
They fear rejection from, like, their crowd, their peers, and that fear alone would keep them, like, in a place instead of raising yourself on that pedestal on that next level.
Right. And I tell people to remove the fear of being essentially misunderstood, mm-hmm. because it's the fear of being misunderstood about a topic which stops people from even talking about it half the time. Yeah. And that defeats the whole purpose of having the conversation. And releasing, I would say, like, releasing dependency, because communication always, you know, happens between, like, people who feel equal. Well, when it happens between equal people, it's like you might feel lesser or this person might feel higher due to how dependent you are to them with the communication. And when I say that, I mean, like, say someone you look up to, right? So mm-hmm. within the conversation, your words may not feel as much to someone that you admire higher, right? It's like when people have role models, that their role model tells them one thing and they go with that for the rest of their life, right? Mm. And then lastly, I would say things like guilt, right? And so I think guilt comes with like a tagline, like, oh man, I'm wrong, so I might get punished for this or something like that. And to address your guilt, you have to magnify it, face it. You got to release it with the acceptance of having the right thought at the right moment. And I think guilt about what could happen, if, oh, what might happen, or I did this, severely inhibits your throat chakra. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Like, thinking about the past or being stuck.
Right. Like something cringe you did when you was like in middle school. We all have the moments, you know what I'm saying?
Much of like regret more.
No, so. I still mean guilt, but that's just a thing. Not because, I mean, guilty doesn't necessarily mean you did something wrong, though that's what it's always associated with. But I'm saying still releasing guilt doesn't necessarily, you might feel guilty about something even if you did something, didn't do anything wrong. People still feel guilty about certain things that happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so releasing that energy, because we know guilt can hold you, make you hold your tongue back too. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
About certain situations, because you're like, well, I saw that, so I don't feel comfortable. Or I should have said this, and it's that I should have instead of just saying I will or I can. You know what I'm saying? And then lastly, I think things such as sound therapy are like amazing when it comes to healing your throat chakra. Because you deal, it's a, this element is sound. So sound, essentially, that's why you have people with these tuning bowls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So similar to like, for it's like when you're going, oh, it's the same sounds when you hit the tuning bowl and it resonates, right? Similar to the tube and throat singers, all based upon sound. Funny enough, as I like to say in every episode, every chakra has a correlation on the place on this planet. Mm-hmm. And the throat chakra resides between or like near these two mountains, Mount Sinai, I think it's pronounced, and Mount Olives, which are near the Middle East. And it's at the exact center of the earth, which means essentially it's in Africa. And funny enough, it says Mount Sinai. And Sinai means that where God gave his holy laws. And that makes the voice of the planet. You feel mm-hmm. me? If this is where God gave his holy laws, that makes it the voice of the planet. Because that's where, you know what I'm saying? That's where his voice was engraved. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually the only chakra that's like out of the seven that's on the earth that's not like necessarily intertwined with the rest. And when I say that, is that I think there's these things called ley lines.
Oh, yeah, I know what those are.
Yeah,
ley lines. Yeah,
go ahead and you know what I mean. You know how to explain it?
Yeah, so it's pretty much like, all right, think about it like this, you know how we have our chakras, right? Our energy centers on our body. The ley lines is pretty much like ways to kind of, how do I really say this? Like ways to measure the energy and how it's circulating around the globe. So it's kind of like, all right, think about it like this. You know how in Naruto, how when people will use the, what's the thing that Hinata and Neji had? It was like the
Byakugan.
Yeah, like the Byakugan, and like how they could see the people's like energy network or whatever through their body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the ley lines is kind of like that. You know what I'm saying? Almost like the Earth's nervous system.
So shrooms. Mushrooms. That's what mushrooms. Yeah, I get it. Go ahead.
Like, yeah. How, like, fungi and stuff be intertwined and stuff up underground.
Yeah, like how the fungi, they say the fungi was the first network of the planet. That was the first version of the internet. Because if you were to almost uproot every fungi on the planet, not only would you find that fungi have been here since the beginning of the planet, but you can find yourself every you can see that every place on the planet is connected by fungi. Yeah. And so this is the one chakra that's not connected by a ley line. It's making it the voice of the planet. So where it's found is in the direct center of the planet. As almost it commanded the rest of the ley lines to obey around it. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's acting as the voice. You know what I'm saying? Lil Durk with him. You know what I'm saying? The voice.
They Lil Durk you.
Yeah, if you might not if you're not our age, you won't get it. But if you do, that's what's up. And overall, I think this chakra is very essential towards. I mean, your overall well-being. You feel me?
Honestly, like you can't have, you know, proper relationships with yourself, with the outside world, with this chakra out of whack. And everybody needs good relationships with themselves in the outside world.
And I won't say it starts here, but it's part of the journey. You know what I'm saying? And because, I mean, again, this is that fifth layer. And we can't tell you, again, to you... you know the feeling. It's a feeling. You don't be like, oh yeah, my chakra tuned. You just know. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you wake up, oh, that jump tuned today, rather than like you can feel the changes in you slowly or instantaneously. You know it. You know what I'm saying? It's a feeling that comes along with it. And that feeling is one of the seven that is helping you get to a point where you can begin your journey to true enlightenment. You know what I'm saying? Understanding yourself is one journey. Okay. I mean, the journey is to understand and save yourself, but it's like multiple journeys underneath that layer for you. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like an onion. It got layers. You know what I'm saying? But on that note, we're going to go ahead and close this episode out. Y'all know how we do. Y'all know the outro.
For show from men's to kings
and from kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Fire Entertainment. Peace, family.
And we outie. Namaste.